At 7:06, we have here at the KJN Studios partly sunny skies here early this morning, and 74 degrees your temperature. Look for a high near 79 with showers and thunderstorms developing later on here this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest news, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports a Cerro Gordo County man has entered a plea of guilty to a charge of theft in the first degree in connection with a break-in and theft at McAllister's and Sons in Bayard. Todd Hambley of Swaledale was arrested and charged following a lengthy investigation that began on May 21st when the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office was contacted by the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office after a break-in at McAllister & Sons at 1924 Highway 141 in Bayard. McAllister & Sons had been broken into and several brass bushings for heavy construction equipment had been taken. The value of the property exceeded $70,000 in replacement cost. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office worked with the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office in the tracking of Todd Hambley. Investigation eventually led to Todd Hambley and his girlfriend taking the stolen items to Inver Grove, Minnesota, and selling the property at a scrapyard, and they were able to eventually track him down and get that arrest. And many counties helped with many charges from other counties against Hambley also. In other news, on Friday, the Page County Sheriff's Office received a call about a stock car that was wrecked partially on the roadway at the corner of Main and 170th Street in Shambaugh. It was reported that the car had hit a pole and a fence. Upon arrival, after investigation, it was determined that the car was taken off of the trailer at 304 North Main Street in Shambaugh and driven south on Main, where it lost control and hit a drainage tube, further going through a fence and coming to rest upright partially on the roadway. Extensive damage was reported to the car. Anyone with information on that investigation is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office, and that investigation is ongoing. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man for theft in the fifth degree early Saturday morning here this morning at 12:57 a.m. Officers observed 31-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson of Red Oak carrying a large storage box on his bicycle. After making contact with Nelson, he stated that he had taken the box from the 400 block of East Coolbaugh Street. Nelson was then taken into custody and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Also, another incident in Red Oak last night. The Red Oak Police Department responded to a call of a fight in progress at 11:15 p.m. on Friday night in Red Oak. After a brief investigation, officers arrested Todd Allen Gilliland of Red Oak for domestic assault first offense. Gilliland was taken to Montgomery County Correctional Facility and is being held with no bond. A judge has placed on hold a federal lawsuit filed against Governor Terry Branstad and five of his staff members by Iowa Workers' Compensation Commissioner Christopher Godfrey. The court says Godfrey's lawsuit in state court should be allowed to proceed first. Godfrey, who is gay, alleges he was discriminated against based on his sexual orientation and defamed by Branstad and his staff. Godfrey was appointed by Democratic Governor Chet Culver in 2009, but asked to resign after Branstad took office in 2011. Godfrey declined, and Branstad cut his pay by $39,000. Judge James Gritzner says in his ruling published Friday, important state issues must be decided in the case, requiring it to be tried in state court first. He preserves the federal lawsuit if the state case doesn't provide adequate relief. The Des Moines Fire Department has rescued a man who fell about 14 feet from the top of a state building before being caught by a safety harness. Fire Department spokesman Captain Steve Brown says the unidentified man was to perform maintenance on Friday at the Hoover State Office Building from a seat designed so he could lower himself from the top of the building. The seat was not hooked to the building, but fortunately his safety harness was. When he went over the edge, he fell nearly 14 feet before the rope attached to the harness stopped him. The man dangled for 20 minutes about 50 feet from the ground and yelled for help. Firefighters arrived with a ladder truck to rescue him. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad will be in the KJN listening area next week. The Republican governor will take a tour of the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic beginning at 8:45 a.m. on Wednesday, July 2nd. At 11 a.m., he'll be in Harrison County to attend the Leadership Harrison Class of 2014 graduation ceremony at Smalls Fruit Farm in Mon Damon. Afterward, he'll travel to Ottawa for a tour of Burgess Health Center at 1:30, and from there it's on to Guthrie Center, where he and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will tour Rose Acre Farm at 4:30 p.m. The events are open only to media and select officials. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered that flags in the state should be flown at half-staff in honor of a Marine from Iowa who was killed in Afghanistan. Branstad ordered that flags be lowered from 5 p.m. Friday to 8 a.m. on Monday to mark the death of 25-year-old Corporal Adam F. Wolf, who lived in Ottumwa until recently moving to Cedar Rapids. Wolf was killed June 20th while supporting combat operations in Helmand Province, an area in southern Afghanistan. A funeral for Wolf will be held on Sunday in Ottumwa. Branstad's order requires all state and federal offices in Iowa to display flags at half-staff. Local governments and private citizens are encouraged to do the same. Standing water from repeated downpours in much of Iowa and Nebraska has created the perfect conditions for an onslaught of mosquitoes, but health officials say disease-carrying ones are not yet out in full force. Dr. Patricia Quinlisk, medical director for the Iowa Department of Public Health, says mosquitoes that carry diseases like the West Nile virus enjoy small, stagnant puddles of water. The constant rain has actually prevented those conditions. Still, it has been ideal for nuisance mosquitoes known for their annoying bites. Kenneth Holscher, an entomology professor at Iowa State University, says more of these mosquitoes have been recorded in Iowa compared to this time last year, but it's too early to tell what that could mean. For now, officials in Iowa and Nebraska recommend people wear insect repellent. And officials say a leaking pipe has caused wastewater to discharge near Diamond Head Lake in Guthrie County. The State Department of Natural Resources says wastewater from a sanitary sewer line began bubbling up Friday morning from an underground pipe on the west side of Diamond Head Lake. Officials believe the pipeline leak occurred after the installation of a power pole. Wastewater is discharging about 300 feet from the lake, but has not reached the water. Diamond Head Lake Sanitary District expects the discharge to be ongoing until at least Saturday. Residents are being encouraged to avoid swimming and wading near the area. Fish caught at the lake should still be fine, but would need to be rinsed before being cleaned. That's a look at some of the latest news here for you this morning. Taking a look now at your funeral announcements. Richard Eugene Veather, age 67, of Clearfield, formerly of Marnie, died Sunday at his home in Clearfield. Funeral services for Richard Veather will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lovilla A. Hansen, age 84, of Audubon, died February 14th at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Lovilla Hansen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Elnora Witsit, age 95, of San Antonio, Texas, formerly of the Oakland area, died June 20th in San Antonio. Funeral services for Elnora Witsit will be held on Saturday here today at 11:30 a.m. at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Jason Russell Nielsen, age 41, of Harlan, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for Jason Russell Nielsen will be held at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan today. Mildred Jacobson, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Mildred Jacobson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Alan Thomas Tickner, age 97, of Anita, died Thursday at the Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Alan Thomas Tickner will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.